time.
It is Monday morning, and of course, you know, on Monday you grab a cup of coffee, you like to get out the door at a decent time, but you always want to be positive about things. Get the week going good, and this is the way you do it. You get the man in here. Coach Poto's positive press.
I don't know about the man. We might have a different
he's the man.
Usage of the word, the man.
The man.
But, yeah, I appreciate coming on this beautiful Monday morning, and let's just talk about someone local here in our community.
All right.
McCurley.
Dig him up.
How about, you know, other than just being my boss at Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Mr. Marshall McGrady is a great man.
Absolutely.
A great person.
Absolutely.
Well-respected in the community.
Absolutely.
And he has put out fall decorations at Sycamore Federal Credit Union for everyone to come and take pictures with. And I just think it's so cool. Rarely in today's age we see like the true like top of the ladder just putting out leadership that, you know, is exemplified. Yeah. Just through their, you know, through their hard work.
They normally deal it off on somebody else.
Yeah, and well, not even that.
But that's
just,
okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that as much as just like, you know, okay, I have reached it. Not that I've become a complacent, but I don't have to work as hard because I do. I can delegate a lot of things, but Mr. Marshall is just one of those leaders that, you know, leads by example.
And here's the thing.
Leads by example is the best way to say it. Yes.
And then he does not toot his own horn. You'd never know he did that unless you knew it.
Absolutely. And I just think it's so, number one, fall decorations to me, next to Christmas decorations, are the best decorations there are. The best colors, the
absolutely.
Best, just, you know, because everything's about how you feel, right? Fall decorations and fall colors and themes just make you feel warm and cozy. So go by Sycamore Federal Credit Union and see the beautiful fall display that Mr. Marshall McGrady has set up for everyone to come and take pictures with. It is truly something of beauty.
Yeah, and you can take pictures with your kids or whatever, but also, it also spurns the other customers, the other workers, to do better and to maybe help do that next time.
Yeah.
Mr. Marshall, can I help you with that? Can I buy you a few pumpkins to go out there?
Absolutely.
You know, to feel a part of. What you said, leading by example. You know, and I don't want to go religious on here, but God's Word tells us that all the time. You don't boast, you don't brag, you don't toot your own horn. Just do your own thing, and people will follow if it's the right thing.
Yeah, well said. And it is so much fun to work, with him and learn his way and his, you know, just continue to let him set the example. But, I mean, there's pumpkins everywhere, white and orange, and you got a couple of scarecrows. You can get up on a wagon and take a cool picture. So
Corn stalks.
Yeah, it's just not your typical, hey, here's a pumpkin, take a picture with it. I mean, it is a beautiful, beautiful setup, and it's right when you pull in, too. So it's the first thing you see. So it's really, really cool. Everyone needs to go check it out.
I'm going to say this real quickly, too, about leading by example like Marshall does. You and I are so sports fulfilled. We do everything around and gathering around some kind of sports. When you look at the greatest coaches, I don't care if it's in football, baseball, badminton, I don't care. They normally don't toot their own horn. They've always had good people to help them, but people don't get in their way because they lead by example. And, I mean, the ones that are in the Hall of Fames, sure, they won a lot of games. They had great assistant coaches. They had great players. But they got those people because they led them to that organization. So just keep that in mind.
Absolutely. That's well said, McCurley. Well said.
And, of course, you have something for us for the day.
Guys, go dominate your week.